This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So CVS pharmacies have pulled off their shelves an over-the-counter heartburn drug called Zantac. That's just one brand name, and there are many different brand names for the same drug, the same chemical. Because this product has been found to be contaminated, laced with a cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA, which is in a class of chemicals called nitrosamines. Now, nitrosamines are used, get this, they're used in lab rat experiments to induce cancer in the lab rats so that they can then test rats that have cancer for other drugs and other treatments. So just to summarize, they'll take healthy rats, they'll inject them with nitrosamines to give them cancer, and then use them in cancer testing of some kind. That's standard procedure across the pharmaceutical testing industry. This chemical is what's in your heartburn drugs. It's been found across many of these drugs, and it's been pulled from shelves at retailers all across America, probably around the world as well. And you might think, or at least the media is reporting, that this is all some accident. Oh my God, it's accidental somehow this chemical got into the heartburn drugs. I'm here to tell you, it's no accident. It's all deliberate. This is being done on purpose. This is the repeat business model of the pharmaceutical cartels. This is how they get more business. They give you cancer by lacing their drugs, their over-the-counter medications, with cancer-causing chemicals used to give cancer to lab rats, because you are the lab rat. If you take their over-the-counter drugs, or if you take their medications, their blood pressure drugs, their diabetes drugs, heartburn drugs, you name it, whatever, they're giving you cancer. They do it on purpose. They're lacing the drugs with cancer-causing chemicals in the same way that big tobacco laced cigarettes with extra nicotine. See, this is something a lot of people don't realize too. Big tobacco, they didn't just have the straight nicotine from the tobacco plant. That wasn't the only nicotine in the cigarettes. They would spray the dried plant material with a cocktail of additional chemicals, including liquefied nicotine, to make the cigarettes more addictive because it's a repeat business model. Big tobacco was an evil trailblazer for the business models that are now used by Big Pharma. Big Pharma deliberately formulates their products to cause diseases that generate more profits for Big Pharma. Understand, this is their business model. I mean, it's common sense. Drug companies don't make money off people who aren't sick, right? If you're well, you're healthy, you don't need drugs, you don't take drugs. To them, that's a lost business opportunity. They've lost a customer if you ever heal, if you ever get off their diabetes medications, or if you ever get off their blood pressure drugs or their statin drugs or what have you. They've lost a customer. They need to not only keep you on their drugs, which is why their drugs never solve the underlying problem, by the way. You can't just take their drugs for a period of time, solve the problem, and then stop taking the drugs. They're not designed to do that. They're designed to manage symptoms so that you need to keep taking them. So they create the illusion that you have some biomarker that's under control when in fact the underlying causes of your disease are out of control. But that's their model. Keep you sick, keep making money off you, but now they've added to it chemicals to make you sick in other ways. So now a heartburn drug causes cancer. Did you know diabetes drugs cause liver failure and create the need for organ transplants? Did you know that? Yeah, osteoporosis drugs cause skeletal disorders. Statin drugs cause neurological disorders. And a whole bunch of these drugs cause Alzheimer's, dementia, many, many problems with cognitive function long-term. And the drug companies are counting on a long-term tidal wave of revenues from Alzheimer's drugs. This is their plan. They are using you as the lab rat. The whole country, to them, is just a bunch of lab rats that can generate a boatload of revenue. And all along, the vaccines are designed to cause numerous diseases, including cancer, which is why the vaccines were laced with cancer-causing viruses, SV40. It was injected into 98 million Americans through the polio vaccines, which also, by the way, still cause polio. It's incredible. If vaccines didn't exist and if pharmaceuticals didn't exist, we would have fewer people dying from health causes than we have today. The net effect of vaccines and of pharmaceuticals is not to reduce deaths, it is to increase deaths. The net effect. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some cases in which certain drugs save certain lives. Certainly in acute situations, you need acute medical care. And I'm not opposed to pharmaceuticals used in that context, like emergency rooms or even vaccines that work being used in level 4 biohazard facilities. What I'm talking about is the toxic chemicals that are added to the vaccines, the cancer-causing chemicals that are added to the pharmaceuticals. This is all done on purpose. Why are vaccines laced with aluminum and mercury, formaldehyde, antibiotics? Why? Even aborted human fetal tissue. Why? Why do the vaccines have all these things in them? Why are pharmaceuticals, which are supposed to be manufactured to the highest quality standards of evidence-based medicine, why are they laced with cancer-causing chemicals? Can you imagine the outrage if a natural supplement were found to contain a cancer-causing chemical added to the recipe, nitrosamines? Can you imagine the outcry? Oh, the entire national media would say, oh my God, supplements are going to kill you with cancer. But when pharmaceuticals have a cancer drug in them, a cancer chemical, there's virtually no outcry against Big Pharma. Almost no coverage at all. It's like, oh yeah, it's just a manufacturing blip. Keep taking your drugs. Keep swallowing the chemicals. They're good for you. This is the message from the media, which is funded by Big Pharma. Oh, and you don't need nutrition. You don't need real food. Keep eating your processed food and taking your drugs. This is what they say. And because cancer is their revenue model, cancer makes more money for the pharmaceutical industry than, well, almost any other condition. Actually, the biggest moneymaker is statin drugs. But cancer is right up there. They make a lot of money with chemotherapy drugs and cancer treatments. And there's all the cancer surgeons who just love to maim women by slicing off their breasts with double mastectomies, by falsely diagnosing them with, a genetic predisposition for cancer. Even though they have no cancer, these surgeons cut off their breasts. These are sickos. This is what they do. These are the same Democrats, by the way. These cancer surgeons tend to be Democrats. These are the same people that support children cutting off their own genitals as part of the transgender movement. And they support the chemical castration of children with puberty-blocking drugs that are also given to sex offenders by court order. So if you run around molesting children, you get caught, you get sentenced, they're going to make you take these puberty-blocking drugs. Those are the same drugs they give to children who are being indoctrinated into transgenderism, by the way. So there's a chemical assault happening on humanity from many different vectors. It's from medicine. It's from food. It's from the transgender cultural insanity. It's in the water. It's in the air. They're doing geoengineering experiments on our planet. Now, this is all happening right now. You are under chemical assault, and I call it chemical violence against children, chemical violence against humanity. This is what's happening. All true. All now confirmed in the media. Even though the stories aren't huge, they are out there. Like, you go look up this Zantac drug being pulled off the shelves by CVS pharmacies containing a cancer-causing chemical. You can find that in mainstream media. Not huge, not a bunch of stories, but some of them. You can verify everything I'm saying here. You can verify what's in the vaccines. You can go to the cdc.gov website and you can just look up. I dare you. Go to duckduckgo.com and type in your search the word site. S-I-T-E colon cdc.gov, followed by this term, WI-38 or MRC-5. Those are the human cell lines harvested from aborted human babies taken from mental patient mothers that are cloned and put into the vaccines, and it's right on the CDC website. You can find it right now. It's all there, man. It's all, everything that I'm saying is all right there, verifiable on their websites. It's on the CDC website and the FDA website. You can find it if you just are willing to open your eyes. And yeah, if you take even these over-the-counter medications, they're going to give you cancer. That's their revenue model. And if you are suicidal enough to take their drugs, they're going to kill you slowly while they take your life savings. They're going to extract all the money that you've ever earned, ruin your life, make you suffer, and eventually die, but not before they take all your money so you don't have anything left to give to your children. This is Big Pharma's revenue model. This is how they operate. This is their business system. Make you sick and take your money. This is how they roll. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And you can check out my videos at brighteon.com. That's the free speech alternative to YouTube. Thank you for listening. Be safe and avoid Big Pharma wherever you can. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.